People in Turkey don't know what means Holocaust. In the streets, if you can ask 10 person what does mean Holocaust, maybe one person will be able to answer. And I think we need this education in Turkey.
Turkish scholar Pinar Dosniego faces some hurdles when teaching the Holocaust in Istanbul, including Turkey's own history of anti-Semitism and anti-minority laws. But Dosniego sees change in her students as they begin to connect with the personal stories of Holocaust victims. And she believes that study of the Holocaust can help Turkey come to terms with its own history. Welcome to Voices on Anti-Semitism, a podcast series from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, made possible by generous support from the Elizabeth and Oliver Stanton Foundation. I'm Elisa Fishman. Every month, we invite a guest to reflect about the many ways that anti-Semitism and hatred influence our world today. Recorded during a visit to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, here's Pinar Dosniego.
In my time, when I was a high school student, there was no Holocaust mention. And even I never thought that I could teach something on the Holocaust before. But now I think completely different. We can include it in many courses and it will be relevant. Because there are lessons, universal lessons on human being and tolerance, and that diversity is a richness, not something that we have to erase. Because, you know, in Turkey there's a high level nationalism. And in 2009, there was a survey that most of the people say that they don't want to have Jewish neighbors. I was shocked. They are seen as foreigners, and there are some, you know, prejudice always current. If you look in the press, you will have Holocaust denial, anti-Semitism. When there is a problem with Israel or when there is an Israel-Palestine issue, each time you will have Holocaust denial. People can't make the separation between Israel, the Holocaust, Zionism, and all these notions are mixed. Nobody make the differences. One day, a friend of mine asked me to go to a meeting on Holocaust education. I said, okay, but I started to read on the Holocaust education. And I figured out that I knew nothing. And why we didn't learn about it, it's crazy. And how my students don't know about it. So in the classroom, I applied an exercise that I learned from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. For this exercise, you have IDs of victims, where they were born, what they happened. Each time you have a victim, the students has to go and to paste this on the walls. And to see all these details were really important for my students, to see that they were people at their age who were killed. They were people maybe who were doing the same studies at the university like them. And to see the pictures of these people and to see how the countries are responded or not, help them to connect with this history. And also it makes possible to realize how Turkish Jewish community, what they lived, not only during the Second World War, but during the Turkish Republic history, all anti-minority laws, all these things became more relevant and they could make connections between our history, between the history of the Holocaust, and they had different feelings at the end of the course. I felt it. For the Holocaust education question, what I'm concerned most is the resistance of the intellectuals in Turkey, because they say we have to start with our history and not the Holocaust. But there are many reasons why Turkish people need the Holocaust education. Turkish people is made of different cultural groups. We have Kurds, we have Greeks, we have Jewish people, we have Armenians, different sect of Muslims. And Turkish history is full of anti-minority laws, and attacks against minority rights. So I think Holocaust education can be very relevant for people to remembering, to be more tolerant. And I think Holocaust can help us to face our history.
Voices on Antisemitism is a podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Join us every month to hear a new perspective on the continuing threat of antisemitism in our world today. We would appreciate your feedback on this series. Please visit our website, www.ushmm.org.